In today's specialty crop news, research looking into pistachio bushy top syndrome accidentally led to the discovery of the bacteria that causes the syndrome in walnut trees. Experts have found a relationship between the new disease bushy top syndrome and a bacteria called Rhodococcus. The bacteria has been found in every pistachio orchard that has shown signs of the disease. Tulare County Farm Advisor Elizabeth Fitchner has been researching the disease for some time and was notified by a grower that some walnut trees were showing symptoms of the bacteria.
I think at this point I found it in 4 walnut orchards, and I would emphasize that we do not know whether it's a pathogen on walnut. I just know that I've isolated the bacterium from walnuts. It might be an endophyte, it could be a pathogen, and it could even be a pathogen of non-economic importance.
Fitchner said these findings may not be a bad thing. So little is still known about Rhodococcus and the relationships it has, and the bacteria could be a fairly regular occurrence on many plants.
Absolutely. We really do not know the host range of this organism, and it could be a common endophyte in a lot of plants, weed species, for example, and we really just don't know because no one's ever really looked before.
Fitchner added that it's a challenge to research a disease like this. Most of the time when a new plant health problem starts popping up in California, experts can draw on some sort of research done somewhere. That's not the case with Rhodococcus.
Yes, this is not a textbook organism. There's not been any large-scale disease epidemics that we can draw from in the scientific literature or from, you know, colleagues and collaborators. And so we really just don't know the point sources of inoculum in the environment.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.